From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 30th, 2014. I am David Knight, your host, and we're taking callers and talking about false flags, mockingbird media, covering up for the revelations that Turkey is trying to start the war for Syria for NATO. And, of course, Turkey's been involved with NATO in some false flag operations before. During Operation Gladio, of course, that took place in Italy, it was Turkey that supplied a lot of the people who were going to run it. As Sibel Edmonds pointed out, they were called babas or godfathers in Turkey. These are guys who were some of the most dangerous organized crime figures in Turkish prisons, were released and sent to run these Gladio attacks. And the Gladio attacks were done to, they were false flag operations, not to start a war, but to take down the Communist Party, which is winning in elections in Italy. They were put out as being, they were portrayed as being carried out by the Red Brigades, by the Communists, when in actuality, they were carried out by NATO, using arms that had been pre-positioned in case the country had been overrun during a war with Russia. They went in and used these weapons to engage in terrorist attacks against the population of Italy and blame it on the Communists. And, of course, Turkey and the Turkish government was involved in that. Now, it appears that Turkey is NATO's best hope for starting a war with Syria. We had a situation just recently where there was a shooting of planes and they were trying to use that as a pretext to go in. Of course, there are Turkish elections that are involved in this. There's a lot of corruption in Turkey. And they have jihadists who are threatening the sacred Turkish tomb, according to Fox News. Oh, but wait a minute. That was actually the Turkish government that was doing that. Listen, though, to the way that Fox News reported this on the 28th, on Friday. They said a man who's been dead for nearly 800 years could be the catalyst that draws Turkey into Syria's bloody civil war. Jihadists who poured into Syria have threatened to attack the sacred tomb of Suleiman Shah. Except that it wasn't jihadists who were threatening to do it. It was actually the head of Turkish intelligence, the chief of the military, who were recorded doing this. And that was leaked onto YouTube, and they shut down YouTube. They were saying things like, I will make a cause of war by ordering a missile attack on Turkey. What we're doing is going to be a direct cause of war. We're going to mount an attack on that place, on the same tomb that Fox News is reporting about it. But Fox News says there is now a threat to that shrine. There are 25 Turkish soldiers currently there, and the Turkish government takes this threat very seriously because this is Turkish territory. They take it seriously? They're the ones making the threat. It's the Turkish government making the threat. But, of course, that was an interview that came out of, guess where? Voice of America. Remember Voice of America, Radio Free Europe? That was the organization that was created right after World War II, at the beginning of the Cold War. They were prohibited at that time from broadcasting news into America. Just last year, that prohibition has been lifted. We're going to be getting a lot more of that propaganda, a lot more especially since Mike Rogers is leaving the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he's now heading for talk radio. So who needs Voice of America when you got Mike Rogers on talk radio? It's going to be there. But there's also other things going on in Turkey. We've got Armenians, Christian Armenians, accusing Turkey of aiding Al-Qaeda rebels and an attack on Syrian Christian villages. Armenian leaders have accused Turkey of aiding Al-Qaeda-affiliated rebel groups during their attack on a largely Armenian Christian village in northern Syria. And they said Turkey's facilitation of Al-Qaeda-affiliated foreign fighters and their attacks on innocent civilians in Syria undermines ongoing U.S. and international efforts to bring peace to a country ravaged by violence for far too long. That was the chairman of the Armenian National Committee of America. So they're accusing Turkey of running Al-Qaeda. And we know that NATO forces and John McCain were involved with Al-Qaeda in Syria. And that was what they were talking about in this leaked tape. They said they're going to use Al-Qaeda to stage this attack on the Suleiman tomb. So it's back as we've been telling you. It's actually the U.S. government really has been running Al-Qaeda. They created it, and they're running it still. Sorry, Rachel Maddow. It's a matter of record. We're going to be right back. We're going to be taking your calls. We've got people waiting. Marlon in Michigan and Dennis in Oregon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crystal Palace, St. Norad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to play.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. That was a great spot that intros this. If you haven't seen that, you need to check it out on our website where you can actually see the video of all those clips. I love that from that was War Games. I wish I didn't know any of this. So many people react to the truth that way. It's really, you can't avoid it by not knowing about it. That's the key thing. Marlon in Michigan has been waiting a long time. We've been talking about how Mike Rogers is going to be leaving, stopping his cheerleading for the NSA and the Congress, and now he's going to become a talk radio host. Marlon, what do you make of it?
Well, first of all, I look at him and I know for a fact, I mean, he's neocon all day. But my only concern is that I hope that people, you know, who listen to the show, people who are, you know, in the know or what have you, because me, myself, I mean, I unfortunately voted for Barack Obama like twice. And shortly after voting for him that second time, that's when I became aware, learned about NDAA. And ever since that point, I mean, I've been a direct, you know, in conflict with Democrats and Republicans to a certain extent. My only concern is that I hope that people would call in and bombard his shows with, like, truth questions so that people would know, you know, that he's not who he purports to be. He's going to be just an agent to kind of, like, counteract InfoWars or Drudge or what have you.
Yeah.
And I also had one more thing I wanted to ask you. I'm looking at this article that's on Global Research, and it's talking about this Iraq nation destroyed, oil riches confiscated, and surviving Iraqi population impoverished. And it goes on to say, it just says that since 1945, the United States has presided over the killings of more than 46 million people in the global south through wars and neocolonialism in order to maintain Western economic dominance. And for the perspective of, like, viewers, just let that marinate in your mind as to what we're underneath here when we talk about what can we do. I mean, when you have a country that's willing to kill that many people, you know, I understand people come from and they say, what can we do? because in actuality, it's not. I mean, it's even more than just the information of war. Most definitely, get on our research or what have you. But what is that next step? You know, once we do get informed, because we do constantly find that battle of what it is that we can do.
Well, you know, they quoted it. They said to maintain Western economic dominance. That's not exactly what's going on. A lot of people hear that and say, well, that's a good thing. I live in the West, and I want us to be economically dominant. But it's not you. It's these banks. It's these the small group of people, the military-industrial complex, the banks that basically put tarp over on us, the banks that are money laundering and get away with it because Eric Holder says that they're too big to jail, the banks that were too big to fail in 2008 are too big to jail in 2010, 2012. So it's this criminal group that is running it, the way it's a military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. That's why we've been at war for 60 years continuously. That's why so many people have been killed. And people have to wake up to that, but they're always vulnerable to this pitting one group against another. And we see this especially with these neocons that are going to this this coronation, I guess. So I guess they're really trying to get some money from Sheldon Adelson in Vegas. And we see this is reported from, it was on Drudge Report, how Chris Christie is trying to get back in the good graces of the Republicans after his Bridgegate scandal. And these guys are going to this multi-billionaire in Vegas and essentially trying to get on his good graces. This is a guy who gave $93 million in the last election. And so they're going there trying to get him to give them money. They're meeting with him privately, people like Chris Christie, people like Jeb Bush. And, of course, Governor Mike Huckabee won the Adelson Defender of Israel Award at the Zionist Organization of America's annual dinner in New York. John Bolton is there, and he's criticizing Rand Paul, who's not there. But everybody is directing their criticism towards him, talking about American passivity. That was a quote from Jeb Bush. You've got all of these guys saying that when Paul says that our foreign policy is too overreaching, no, we can't have that. We've got to be strong. We've got to get involved, even to the point that when Chris Christie talked about how he was in Israel, how much he loved Israel, he made the remark that he flew over occupied territories. And they didn't like that because, you see, we don't occupy territories. We liberate territories, right? We're not occupying Iraq and Afghanistan. We're liberating those areas. And so when he met privately and kissed the ring of Sheldon Adelson, then he made it clear that he misspoke when he referred to occupied territories. He is an unwavering friend of Israel, and he will do whatever they wish. The thing that I think was most amazing was the response. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, this is John Kasich of Ohio. And he repeatedly referred to Sheldon as if the billionaire was the only other person in the room, according to the New York Times. This guy is not auditioning for president. He's auditioning to become a puppet. I hope you're right, Marlon. I hope that people do call in to Mike Rogers and badger him with the truth. Going back to one of these exchanges, this was back on October the 31st. We reported this on InfoWars. Mike Rogers argues that spying is okay as long as the government doesn't get caught. Mike Rogers said, I would argue that we haven't had any complaints come forward with any specificity arguing that their privacy has been violated. So that clearly indicates that in 10 years, it clearly indicates that we must be doing something right. Somebody must be doing something exactly right. Now, the guy who was talking to him was a constitutional expert, Stephen Vladek, and he said, but who would be complaining? And Rogers said, somebody whose privacy was violated. You can't have your privacy violated if you don't know your privacy is violated. And he says, I disagree with that. If a tree falls in the forest, it makes a noise whether or not you're there to see it or not. And then Rogers says, well, that's a new interesting standard in the law. Yeah, it's a standard called objectivity. Anything else you wanted to say about Mike Rogers, Marlon?
Yeah, I wanted to add one more thing for our listeners is to look up his wife, Christy Rogers. I mean, she just somehow secured, I believe it was either like last year or the year before last, she secured like $10 billion for a company from the Department of Defense.
Yes.
And this is all while, you know, Rogers was in office and doing what he was doing on the Internet Committee of Intelligence. I just find that to be very odd. And I wanted to ask you one more question, a little bit off topic as well. Well, okay. There is proof to that when all the missing nukes was missing. Was there any truth to some sort of a nuclear explosion, like out in the ocean away from South Carolina?
Several people have said that. We've not been able to verify that. I mean, our source, we are definitely certain of our source who gave us that information about the nukes at Dyess Air Force Base, how they were being moved, and we don't have any source about the explosions in the Atlantic that followed not too long after that, supposedly. I think it was reported as maybe an earthquake, somebody said, but I can't verify that one way or the other, but I can verify our source that they were very surprised. It was not procedure. They weren't even supposed to have nuclear weapons at Dyess Air Force Base, and it was very uncanny that Lindsey Graham, the very day that this was happening, was talking about the possibility of a suitcase nuke taking place in South Carolina, in Charleston specifically. We're going to be right back. Thank you, Marlon, for...
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yeah. Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, hosting today, and we've got calls that we're going to go back to. We've got Vince in Montana. We want to talk to him about the Noah movie. We mentioned that earlier in the program. It's anti-human depopulation agenda. Actually, there's a word for that. It's actually a religion called Gaia, which sees humans as a virus, inflicting the planet with something has to be wiped off. And there are elements of that I've heard in the movie. We're going to talk to Vince. Hopefully he's seen it, give us his opinion. But this hour is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. The path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance for you, for your family. My Patriot Supply is the home of a wide variety of survival products, including the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage products. Patriot Pantry is delicious, nutritious, and prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers an amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, and incredibly reasonable prices. The products you need, the service you expect, and the price you can afford. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Vince in Montana, I wanted to talk to people who had seen Noah. Have you seen it? Oh, we lost Vince. Doggone. He waited a very long time. I really wanted to hear somebody that had seen it. Let's go to Dennis in Oregon. Dennis, you want to talk about Oath Keepers? I think we lost Dennis as well. How about, let's see, we got Chris in Kentucky. You're still there. False flags.
Dave.
Or not.
Dave?
Yes, how you doing? Good, we got somebody.
How
okay. How you doing?
Yeah, your false flag about Syria and David and John McCain and everything, you're right. I just wanted to bring it up. But people do need to know their history. Since before, you know, the wars that we created, when 1913, when all the banks were established, they had to get a crisis. This is a world power. They want the sinking of the Maine to get a war with Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Documented.
Oh, yeah, it goes back to the Roman Empire. They were doing that kind of stuff even back then, certainly, yeah.
Absolutely, and that's what, and you talked about the Founding Fathers, because the Founding Fathers in those days knew of tyranny, what it was, long before we had iPhones or computers. They mm-hmm. knew this, because, folks, if you don't, and you sit back and do nothing about this, we're going to have a tyrannical thing. And you say, well, nothing's going to happen. We'll never have a false flag in America. No, that we already did on 9/11, okay?
That's right. You know, human nature doesn't change, does it? The technology changes, but human nature doesn't change. And the same things that were a problem at the time that the founders were around, the same things that they warned us about a standing permanent army, warning us not to get involved in foreign conflicts. Don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. Because they're going to come back and they're going to destroy you. They're going to get you involved in their never-ending conflicts. And you're going to be attacked at home by that standing army that you think is defending you from foreign enemies.
Absolutely. And you're right, because last weekend, you know, this made national news. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. When those teenagers went on that rampage, now they're talking about more security. The Kentucky Derby's coming up. More security. They're putting this fear tactic in there. What are we going to have? NATO forces at the Kentucky Derby to protect you with fully automatic weapons? And it's the conditioning out here. We've got to get real, folks.
You know, I think it starts, really, they're conditioning everyone in the schools. When I was in school, we didn't even have police officers. We didn't have metal detectors. We didn't have lockdown. We didn't have any of that stuff. They have created an environment of fear, an environment of a totalitarian society in the schools now, and that's how they're getting away with it. Every time anything happens, it's always an excuse to start essentially martial law.
Exactly. And they want to condition this, and then once they do that, they could put the mindset into people's mind. With this technology, they could probably do it with all these frequencies, what like Deborah Tavera says. It's probably coming. You know, folks, educate. Talk to people. Talk to your county. Most of all, talk to your county sheriff. Start local, because this can be done. There's a lot of people out there. Get together. It can be done. I've talked to people just around here. They know a lot is wrong. I've talked to military people. They know a lot's wrong. It can be done. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
Don't be fearful. Take a stand and get on your hind legs like Alex says.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris in Kentucky. Now, there is some good news. There is a news article that came out today in Indiana. The governor has signed a pro-gun bill into law that protects guns in school parking lots. That's the insanity that we've seen in so many places. We just had a case last week where a student got into a lot of trouble because they went out and checked his car and found a pocket knife in his car. Come on, a pocket knife. It's absolutely insane. And they said it was part of a routine inspection. Since when is going through somebody's car in a parking lot a routine inspection? That's where we've lost it at that point. But this Indiana law is now going to prohibit the government from going into people's cars. This is Senate Bill 229, which will allow otherwise legal gun owners to have a firearm on school property, parking lots specifically, as long as it's locked inside of their vehicle. Exactly. It's not threatening anybody. That's just a common sense law. That's not even really a pro-gun bill. It's not even a pro-gun owner bill. It's just common sense. And the question is, okay, that happened now in Indiana. That was a bill that was signed in law there. We talked about Chris Christie going to Vegas and sucking up to billionaire Sheldon Adelson and walking back his comments about how he visited occupied territory in Israel, you know, doing everything he can to suck up to Sheldon Adelson, who is a self-described Zionist. The question is Chris Christie going to sign a new gun control bill in New Jersey? This is something that was put out by Gun Owners of America. They said New Jersey Governor Chris Christie might soon face a monumental decision over a gun control bill that could land on his desk. And it's a bill to limit magazine capacity from 15 rounds down to 10 rounds. See how that works? If they can tell you how many rounds you can have, it's just a matter of time before they're going to go from 15 to 10 to 5 to maybe 0. Like in Washington, where we see this guy getting, I mean, he literally had no guns. He had no ammunition. He had some muzzle-loading bullets, no powder. He had a misfired shotgun shell that he kept as a souvenir, and he got in trouble for attempting to acquire ammunition. So the question is Chris Christie going to sign this bill? This bill that is going to now take down magazine capacities from 15 rounds to 10 rounds, that's already passed the House, it's already passed the Senate, it's waiting for Chris Christie's signature, and we're waiting to see what he's going to do about that. We already know that he wants to go to war with everyone. Let's go to Habu in Wisconsin. Habu?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Knight. Thank you very much. I especially enjoyed you analyzing Representative Rogers' impending retirement. This guy is a punk who's really on the NSA bandwagon, but I don't want to go there. I am calling to just bring to your attention, although people at InfoWars are eminently informed, what President Obama said in Europe, making the comparison of Iraq to the Russian action in Crimea. And there are about four or five lies there.
Hang on, Habu. I want to get that. That's a great point that you're about to make there. I want everybody to hear that. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We've got to take a commercial break. Hang on, Habu. We'll be right back to you.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage, all secured with unparalleled encryption, and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action. That's unseennow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. My misfits way of life.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were talking to Habu from Wisconsin, one of our callers, just before we went to break. He was about to make a point about Obama recreating history. Habu, go ahead. I'm sorry we had to go to a break. Pick up.
Not at all. Thank you. I'll just break it down into about four sentences and just a brief commentary of each. One of the lies that was mentioned was the Iraq War was a subject of vigorous debate, not just around the world, but in the United States as well, which is patently false. People like Phil Donahue, who were going to talk honestly about it, their show was, his show was removed. On the other hand, you had people like Judith Miller within the New York Times who was stove-topping this kind of information, which was then being, which was patently false, and then being regurgitated by the criminal class.
Mm-hmm.
The second lie is America sought to work within the international system. Of course, we all know that that is completely false. When it was apparent that it would be vetoed in the Security Council, the U.S. administration withdrew it from the Security Council so that it didn't have a no to deal with. So it went on its own, just as it did with Kosovo earlier with Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is we did not claim or annex Iraq's territory. We did not grab its resources for our own gain. You know, they may as well have the United States administration have annexed Iraqi territory. It's been effectively partitioned so that the Kurds, who are on the side of the U.S., have been able to extract oil and sell it privately to Western oil producers. And the last one is. This is what Obama said. We ended our war and left Iraq to its people and a fully sovereign Iraqi state that could make decisions about its own future. He didn't care to mention that once President Maliki of Iraq saw that his main support was coming from Iran and that the United States was dispensable and, of course, was most hated by the people there, he refused to give Obama an extension, even though we have thousands of mercenaries doing work there, and they are effectively our armed forces there.
Yes, exactly.
Years on the ground.
I guess we should feel better about the fact that instead of having the U.S. Army there, we've got a lot of hired mercenaries and a $1 billion embassy there that's like a fortress. I don't think that we've really left Iraq, as I don't think you probably believe that either. I don't think we're going to leave Afghanistan for a very long time either. As a matter of fact, they're saying that we're going to be there for a couple more decades. And when you look at what's happening in Afghanistan, for example, they had dropped under the Taliban to 10% of the world supply of poppies for things like heroin, that sort of thing. Now they're at 90%, and they're having record crops year after year. And, of course, Afghanistan is also one of the most concentrated sources of lithium in the world, and lithium is a key component of modern batteries, so I think we're going to be there for quite some time. It's always about the resources. We see that happening in the Ukraine as well. We see the IMF coming in, offering them a loan. It's like hooking a young college student. You know, here's your easy money, but don't worry, there's going to be some heavy strings on the back end of that. And, of course, they're coming out right away and saying that they're going to nationalize the natural gas, the gas pipelines that are there. They're also going to be seeing 50% increases in energy costs for the people of the Ukraine. It's something that is, we see this pattern over and over again, and yet we see people, and there was an article on Drudge about secession and how people are demonstrating all over Europe. There are small groups that are now demonstrating. They had a demonstration in Brussels. They wanted to have self-determination. And it's getting increasingly difficult for the EU to hide the hypocrisy of bragging about Ukraine following self-determination and secession and then crying about the fact that the Crimea leaves that, or crying about the fact that Scotland wants to leave the UK, or that Venice wants to leave Italy. There are a lot of people out there who want government to be closer to them so they can get more control of it. We're losing control of the government in every single way. Thank you, Habu. One of the examples of how we're losing control of the government is right in Long Island. Look at this story from Westbury, New York. Now, this is a small community, about 15,000 people. There's a task force there, a police task force, that is going to inspect homes without notice for unpermitted guests. That's right. You've got a home. You're paying property taxes, as they point out in this article. This is from PoliceStateUSA.com. People are paying like a typical $9,000 a year in taxes. You've got a lot of people that are bringing in relatives or friends and charging them sublease. They don't like that. So they're calling that illegal tenants in your home. Since when do you have to get permission from the government to have somebody stay in your home? But it's even worse than that. They're going to have zero tolerance policy. This is what Westbury is bragging about. Say homeowners in the Long Island community of Westbury have had their private property rights abridged to the point where they cannot even make autonomous decisions about what's going to happen inside their own homes. Cops are going to sweep through communities and conduct housing inspections without notice. A presentation given at a town hall meeting included a prop that explained the changes. The poster included the following statement: modify search warrant law to eliminate prior notice. Aggressively use warrants and housing sweeps on a regular basis. Done. There you go. Done. That's where we are. Your home is no longer your castle. Even though you might pay more than $9,000 in taxes on it, you don't have any say-so as to who you have in your house or what you do with it. And most importantly, they don't have to give you notice. They don't need a warrant. They're just going to aggressively sweep the homes on a regular basis and break into your homes. That's the America that we're starting to live in. We've got Dennis in Oregon, got back on the line. Dennis, you want to tell us about Oath Keepers?
Hi, David. Yeah, I listened to the interview that Alex had with Stuart Rhodes back in November last year with the Oath Keepers.
Yes.
And in that interview, he talked about they want to go operational and they want to set up civilization preservation teams. And I just want to share briefly kind of how that's been going in my neighborhood.
Sure. Go ahead.
After the interview, I went to their site and I found out who my local Oath Keepers guy was and called him up. And I found out that they want to use, as much as possible, work with existing groups people are used to. So they want to reinvent the wheel and so forth, like Neighborhood Watch and Search and Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called up, so I said, well, I can do Neighborhood Watch, you know. And so I called up the local neighborhood community policing cop in our county, who's in charge of Neighborhood Watch, and she sent me out two things. One, she sent me out a list of the crimes that had been committed in our precinct, in my precinct the previous year, and then she sent me out the Neighborhood Watch materials. And it's interesting that in those Neighborhood Watch materials, they have a list of about 20 activities in addition to just security, and this includes things like neighborhood gardens, exercise group, game night, disaster preparedness, you know, things that the community can do together.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, David, we just went door to
Hello, hello. Well, I think we just lost the phone line there. Okay, I think we just... Okay, phone system just went down. But we've got some breaking news here. Now, some of you may not have caught Piers Morgan's farewell. It's such a shame because, you know, it was such a typical Piers Morgan show. He had like about 55 minutes of irrelevancy and 5 minutes of irritating stupidity. Typical. That's why he's leaving now. You know, what he talked about for 55 minutes was the missing airplane, for which there's no new information. Guess what? It's still missing. I saw this weekend, I was in a restaurant, and they had CNN up there, and they were talking about the black box and how they could get data out of the black box. They hadn't found the black box. They were just talking about, if we were to find the black box, this is how we would get the information off. This is CNN, and this is Piers Morgan, and we're going to have some comments about what he said right after the break, so stay tuned.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fused
using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I apologize to the callers who are on hold. Our phone system went down. We're in the process of talking to Dennis from Oregon. I really wanted to hear the story about the Battle of Athens in 1946 from Steve in Tennessee, but our phone system is still down, so we're going to finish up with some news here. Now, of course, CNN's Piers Morgan signed off. We're so sad to see him go. We don't know where he's going to go, because I think if he goes back to the UK, I think he's wanted back there because of a phone hacking scandal. But he would fit in really well if he just wants to stay here in the U.S. because, you know, apparently phone hacking isn't a problem. If you get involved in phone hacking, you can be part of the Senate Intelligence Committee like Mike Rogers, or you can resign and then become somebody on talk radio, which is apparently what Mike Rogers is going to do. He's going to have a talk radio show. But let's talk about Piers Morgan first. This is he had some interesting comments. So for 55 minutes, he talked about the missing airplane that they didn't have any new news about. And then he had another 5 minutes where he took a parting shot at gun owners again. He said that guns belong on a military battlefield. Really? Well, you know, tell that to Yeeland Yee, the guy in California, the state senator who was trying to grab as many guns as he could, but also turning around and selling them, as well as rocket launchers, to the FBI in a sting operation. This is what we're concerned about. This is why you don't want to give the government a monopoly of power on guns, especially because look at what Homeland Security is doing. Homeland Security is actually trying to turn our city streets into a battlefield. And, of course, under the NDAA, people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Barack Obama are saying that we all live on a battlefield, that it's a worldwide battlefield, and that on that battlefield, as part of the NDAA, you don't get due process. The military can pick you up and hold you indefinitely. They can transport you somewhere else for torture if they wish, or I guess they could just torture you where you are, and they don't have to be held accountable because under the NDAA, they assume that the entire world is a battlefield. So, Piers, when you say that guns belong on a military battlefield, tell that to your buddies at Homeland Security. And then he had an interesting quote. He quoted Sir Winston Churchill. He said, "If you have an important point to make, don't try to be subtle or clever. Use a pile driver. Hit the point once, then come back and hit it again, then hit it a third time, a tremendous whack." Well, you know, I don't think that Piers Morgan did that very well. You know who did that really well? Alex Jones. Alex Jones had an important point to make, and he wasn't trying to be subtle about it either. He was passionate. People needed to see that we're passionate about losing our freedoms. It isn't just an intellectual discussion. It's gotten to the point where people need to get angry about their freedoms being taken. I remember just a couple of weeks ago at CPAC, Ted Cruz got up and he made some jokes about, turn on your cell phones, I want Obama to hear every word of this next thing I'm going to say, and the people laughed. Now, it was kind of a joke, and I understand, I don't want to be accused of being humorless, but we've got to get to the point where it's no longer funny, where somebody says something like that, and the reaction is not that we laugh about it, but maybe we hiss about it, or we boo about it. We should be angry that they're doing these things to us illegally. Finally, he says, this is Piers Morgan talking. He says, "I've made my point. I've given it a tremendous whack, and now it's down to you. It's your country. These are your gun laws, and the senseless slaughter will only end when enough Americans stand together and say enough." Yeah, you know, there's a lot of senselessness that's going on about guns, and we were just talking earlier in the show about a guy who, under D.C. laws, Washington, D.C. laws, he was just convicted of trying to acquire ammunition, because of course what he had wasn't even ammunition. He didn't have guns. He didn't have ammunition. He had a misfired shotgun shell and some metal bullets that didn't have any powder or projectile possibility with it for muzzle loading purposes. No guns, not even a muzzle loader. And yet they persecuted him over that. This is in a city that doesn't want to obey the Constitution, ignores the Second Amendment, and then when their Supreme Court, which they like to pretend is the arbiter of a living document, they think the Constitution doesn't mean what it says it means, but it means whatever the Supreme Court says, unless the Supreme Court says it means something they don't like. And in D.C., when the Supreme Court struck down their laws, they just continued doing this, continued to do these senseless persecutions. That's what's going on, Piers. I know you don't understand it, but we do. And so long, farewell. We're not really sad to see you go. Now, somebody else who's leaving, of course, is Mike Rogers. And we're going to be very glad to see him get out of Congress. But, of course, he's going to continue to spew his police state, surveillance state, war state rhetoric on the radio. It turns out he's going to have a talk show. Now, as he's leaving, he did a couple of things this last week. The House Intelligence Committee started to assume ownership over oversight and reform of the NSA. They're trying to reform the FISA Act, and the Judiciary Committee has been the one that's been taking the lead on this because they're concerned about civil liberties and they're concerned about the law. But now the House Intelligence Committee, which has really been a cheerleader organization for the NSA, took control of things and tried to come up with their own quote-unquote reform bill. Now, understand that FISA was a result of the Church Committee hearings that saw tremendous abuses from the CIA, and they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to try to limit what the NSA was doing, limit what the CIA is doing. And, of course, they have escaped the bonds of that, just like they've escaped the bonds of the Constitution. And they've used it to create something called the FISA court that meets in secret, one judge, no jury, no lawyer arguing the other side. They make their determinations of this secret court in secret, and they pretend that they're modifying the Constitution with these secret decisions that we're not even allowed to see. So some people are trying to reform that whole process. But then, of course, you got Mike Rogers and Dutch Ruppersberger, a Democrat from Maryland, who put forward a proposal called End Bulk Collection Act, which, of course, doesn't end bulk collection. You can always count on the Congress to come up with a law that does just the opposite. It doesn't end bulk collection. What it does is it switches the collection of bulk metadata from the NSA to the phone companies. See, that's a really smart move because that allows them to not take the criticism. They can say, well, we're not holding it, just the phone companies are, and they can always go back and pick that up at any time they wish. And, of course, we know that they've been doing that for quite some time. This is an article that came out on RT this weekend, or actually it was on the 20th is when it was published. Top lawyer for the National Security Agency told a Civil Liberties Oversight Board that the U.S. technology companies were fully aware of the surveillance agency's data collection, knowledge which the firms have vigorously denied having. They've been saying all along that they were not really collecting the information, even though we saw these leaks from Snowden about the PRISM program. Oh, they didn't participate in that at all. Well, the NSA general counsel said, no, actually, they did. They had knowledge of all communication information and metadata collected by the agency. And he said they were collecting it in every aspect. And, of course, one of the first people to do that was Microsoft. They joined the program back in 2007. Syrian hackers are now claiming to reveal that they know even how much the FBI pays Microsoft for the customer data. So it's not 30 pieces of silver anymore. The Syrian Electronic Army says that in December 2012, they found a document that Microsoft emailed. It was a PDF invoice for $145,100 broken down into $100 per request for information. And then in August 2013, Microsoft allegedly emailed a similar invoice, this time for $352,000 at a rate of $200 per request. Okay, so they're invoicing the NSA for the information that they say they had no idea the NSA was collecting. And, of course, then Microsoft is still in the news, promising not to invade customer accounts again. Instead, they're going to have the government do it. You see how they keep switching it back and forth? Mike Rogers says, well, we're not keeping the data. The company, the telephone companies are keeping the data. And then Microsoft says, well, we're not going to spy on you. The governments are going to spy on you. So they keep pointing at the other person. And yet it's kind of like, you know, you can't really tell where the head of the snake begins and where the tail ends. Because when it comes to these large companies like Microsoft and the government, there really isn't much difference. One begins and the other one stops, and they just kind of keep rotating back and forth. This article says from RT, after reports last week that Microsoft had infiltrated a Hotmail client's content in search of allegedly stolen company source code, the tech giant now claims that it will notify proper legal authorities in the future to avoid violating privacy protection. Yeah, you know, but it's more politically expedient to have them do that. If you think that metadata is not important, you need to look at this article that's up on InfoWars about how the NSA can use your metadata to predict your personality. It's actually more invasive than just listening to your phone conversation. They can learn a lot more about you from your metadata. Well, that's it for today's program. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 Central, 12 Eastern. Catch us then. Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.